United States. Abortion. Back on the ballot. Democrats hope referendums in November will lift their chances.
Esther de Verona, a 77-year-old activist, wants her fellow Miamianos to vote in November to enshrine a right to abortion in Florida, one of 10 states holding a referendum this year on whether to make this part of their state constitution. Ms. De Verona and her group, Cuban American Women Supporting Democracy, have learned to stay away from phrases like abortion rights and to focus relentlessly on the health of the woman, she says. Polls suggest they are within striking distance of the 60% majority needed to pass the initiative in Florida. Since 2022, when in Dobbs versus Jackson, the Supreme Court overturned a federal right to abortion, debate about the procedure's future has become a remarkable exercise in direct democracy. By the end of this year, 43% of Americans will live in states that have held plebiscites on abortion since Dobbs. So far, abortion rights promoters have won every time, including in conservative states like Kansas and Kentucky. Polls suggest that most of this November's rights-promoting referendums are also likely to prevail, although initiatives in Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota face stiff challenges, as does Florida's because of the 60% threshold. The measures vary in scope from New York's expansive Equal Rights Amendment to South Dakota's proposal to offer unqualified access to abortion only in the first trimester. Most referendums, including Florida's, would enshrine access until viability, about 24 weeks from conception. Democrats retain hope that ballot measures in the presidential swing states of Arizona and Nevada will lift turnout to the benefit of Kamala Harris, as well as candidates for the U.S. Senate. Although all the campaigns say they are nonpartisan and seek the support of pro-choice Republicans, volunteers speak of new energy and optimism since Ms. Harris became the Democratic nominee. The rights-promoting campaign appears to be well ahead in Arizona. A recent New York Times Siena poll reported that it had 58% support. Only in Florida is such a high margin needed for the proposal to pass. In Montana, Donald Trump is all but certain to win the state. But a Democratic senator, John Tester, is struggling in a re-election race that could decide which party controls the chamber. The Planned Parenthood Action Fund co-hosted a recent rally for Mr. Tester in Bozeman. Alexis McGill-Johnson, the president of Planned Parenthood, told a crowd of canvassers later to vote for the abortion amendment to protect Montanans and to vote for Mr. Tester to protect the rest of the country. Florida's referendum will have the greatest impact on abortion access. America's third largest state by population, Florida currently has a ban on abortion after 6 weeks and is surrounded by similarly strict states in the Deep South. An army of 10,000 volunteers assembled to collect signatures to get the amendment on the ballot is now focusing on turnout. Volunteer numbers are through the roof, says Natasha Sutherland from the campaign. Although hopes have dwindled among Democrats that the amendment's turnout machine could put Florida within reach for Ms. Harris, they are still bullish on the impact on down-ballot races. Anti-abortion campaigners have been outspent across the country. Their strategy in Florida is to be strategically targeted toward turning out key voters, says Aaron DiPietro of the Florida Family Planning Council, which opposes the amendment. The campaign has one voter secured. After initially saying the 6-week law was too short, Donald Trump came out against the proposal to change it. Mr. Trump's decision inspired a surge of volunteers, anti-abortion organizers say. Anna Hoghammer of the Pro-Abortion Rights Campaign sees a sea change in the way Americans talk about the procedure. She compares it to the normalization of breast cancer, a health issue that was also once taboo to discuss. Suddenly, she notes, millions of Americans are allowed to talk about the details of abortion and in many places, vote on its regulation.